But he's still under the weather a bit. We've got 4 out of 5 of our board, and I see 3 out of 3 on that side. Kevin's on the way. I just heard from him. He's past Belmont. So he says 10 after it. That's pushing it from Belmont. We'll see.
Oh, we got an iPhone guest. It's Bill.
Oh, good. Let's light him up for sound. Is he there yet?
Is that you, Phil? Can you hear us?
Phil, are you there?
I can hear you.
Oh, super. Okay, we got all of us. That's great. How's your foot?
It's getting better. Thank you.
Are you walking?
No.
Okay. All right. We've got everybody here except Kevin Allen. Kevin is coming, but let's get started without him. I think it's relatively brief tonight. Updates. Where are we at? Caitlin, are you there?
She is.
I am here. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, indeed. Let me start over there. You guys have been talking for a while. How's the PER and the development work, the AMP work, that kind of thing for the HRSD project?
Full speed ahead. We've got one PER drafted. We've got to make some revisions to it. And the asset management plan I'm meeting on tomorrow, it's probably, I'm going to say 75%. And our second PER is around that same amount. We're looking at finalizing costs. We're trying to get costs on the, and having some difficulty, not sure why, from our manufacturers on the influent pump station to the new, larger facility.
Is that the second PER that you were referring
to? Yes.
And you're saying that's 75% complete?
I would say that's accurate, yes. So the goal is the next week, 10 days, to get both the asset management plan and the second PER drafted, and meet with HRSD, go over them, make revisions, do QC, and be ready, hopefully before well before the 31st for submission.
In that progression,
you've got some draft numbers then I take it all ready to read.
Yes.
At this point.
We have submitted to be the costs for the first PER, and I learned this evening that quite probably they're going to change. But we will, as soon as we get that ferreted out, we will make revisions and submit updates to Reedy. And as soon as we get the costs on the influent pump station for the larger plant, we'll pass that along to Reedy as well. The goal is to try to have that, the updated costs, and be able to submit, get the costs on the influent pump station, update all of our spreadsheets, and be able to submit that information to Reedy in a week, hopefully, dependent on the manufacturer.
What range of costs are we talking about on the two projects?
Cost of the first PER is... that's construction and non-construction costs is a little over $5 million. And I honestly, at this moment in time, the larger plant cost escapes me right now. I don't know that number.
Is it safe to say that these costs are significantly higher than they would have been a couple of years ago?
Yes, I would say that is accurate.
I heard that, yeah. 20%, 25%?
Maybe north of that.
Really?
Yes.
Are we all concerned about what the cost might be a year or two from now?
Sure. I'm concerned about projects 6 months from now, what they're going to be. We've had a project that went to bid here recently that the construction cost we estimated, the project cost we estimated, was $15 million. And it went to bid, and the bid we received, the client received, was $26
million. Oh.
Correct. So, and the other negatives in this were that on this project, there was only one bidder.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. How many?
And we've had conversations with the State Revolving Fund, and they said one bidder is, right now, is not surprising, and they are having multiple projects with no bidders. So there's a lot of work out there, and there are projects that SREP is willing to fund that nobody's bidding on. So.
Is that just due to lack of workforce, I guess?
Cost changes when we want to
bid. Cost?
Yeah, but I think it's a combination. I think there's still an insufficiency on, for this kind of work, there's a lack of skilled labor to perform the work. And then there are still supply chain issues. I was talking to another consultant yesterday that he said lead time on different electrical items is a year. So when you order it, it'll be a year before you get it. So that makes these types of projects more uncertain, and with increased uncertainty comes increased cost. So
are you seeing the PVC as well?
I'm told PVC costs have increased. I don't know the percentage, but yes.
Well, the scary thing is, the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost, right? I mean, that's
Quite probably, yes.
Nothing ever comes down, right? No matter
Very rarely.
The situation, does anything ever decrease in price, right?
No. It might stabilize to a certain point here, but,
right.
But as far as coming down, you know.
Best hope is to stabilize, not see anything.
Yeah, not see the increases that we've seen the past 6 months to a year.
Is that part of the problem, Todd, with the insulated pump station? You think it's material delivery? Is that some of their uncertainty?
We're having difficulty. I think there's so much work, and there's so many firms contacting these manufacturers reps that they're trying to be responsive, but there's just so much they're trying to respond to, they're behind. And I think that's a lot of it. And I've heard, and I don't know if you've heard this, but they will get a price for a piece of equipment, a pump or whatever, and they'll say on the paperwork, well, this price is good for 14 days or something like that. So it's kind of open-ended. When you get closer to bid time or construction, to what's it going to cost then?
Yeah. I saw Robin in here earlier, didn't I?
He
would be a good one to quiz with. You know, if he's been having issues with just kind of normal maintenance items that he would need.
Yeah, I mean, our costs for pumps are going up. Yeah. Just every couple of months.
Can he get them, though?
Yes.
He does? He's doing all right with that?
He's able to get them. He usually tries to keep a certain number on, on hand.
Yeah.
That way he's got them, but as soon as he's using them, he's ordering to kind of replace what he's got on the shelf. Yeah. So I know there's still some items that if you didn't stock up on several months back or a year back, that are hard to find. So, but I'm running into that just in my business. So.
And that's part of it. I mean, the price might be one price today, but they back order it. You don't see it for 2 to 3 or 4 months. Well, the prices went up 3 times in
exactly.
3 months. Right? You see that in, yeah. as well. So, you know.
So the bidding is a moving target. I mean,
right. You know, nobody bids anything hardly and stands behind it beyond today.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of the world we're in.
Or you're applying an outrageous contingency amount to try to cover yourself if you know it's not going to happen for several more months or 6 months.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. We haven't guaranteed the price for 60 and 90 days because you need that time after your project bids to get funding in place and all that stuff. And that just increases the cost because of the uncertainty because their suppliers won't honor the prices for that long. So. They have to build in, a certain amount.
So. Significant contingency.
Right, right.
Okay. But you still think we're okay time-wise?
For that.
Have you guys gotten what you need from BLN for the inflows, loadings?
Yes.
Update with all that?
Yes.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're good with that?
Yes.
Great.
Can I just say one thing? Todd, can you confirm the project cost that you sent over, that's for if BCRSD hooks in, right?
That's incorrect. What you have is for replacement of HRSD's current plant.
Okay, then I thought you said, maybe I'm coming in and out, I can't understand you, so I do apologize. I thought you said it was around 5 or 6 million, and then the costs that I got are like 15 million.
Okay, then I misspoke. Yes, we sent you an early version of our draft costs for the larger facility. I didn't remember,
okay.
Honestly, didn't remember which set I sent you.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding you correctly and I was putting the right documents in the right place. So that's all I needed, just a little information. Thank you.
So your immediate need project's 5 million, give or take. Your part of the corridor project would be 15 plus.
Yes.
So 20 total, or is it?
Yeah.
15 total.
It would probably be the 20. It's depending. We're looking at it like it's two separate projects. The $5 million project they need to do last week. And then for what BCRSD is planning, they need a second project, which is the 15. Yes. Well, basically what will happen is the $15 million, that wastewater treatment plant, additional similar equipment is added for the flow that BCRSD would bring.
Todd, on the influent pump station that you're referring to,
right.
I guess why would that be needed if we're coming in with pressure?
I can't answer that right now. Sandy had a family function this evening, and she told me that's what she was waiting on.
Okay.
So,
even as our plant sits right now, we still have pumps at the head of our plant to pump everything up into the plant.
Do you?
Yeah, even though everything's fed to us via force main, it still kind of goes into a surge tank, if you want to call it that. So then it's really probably pumping up out of the surge tank to feed the plant.
And that's what we're talking about with this inflow pump.
Yes.
So that's existing, and you're repairing, replacing?
Replacing it with a new one.
Okay.
We're looking at actually this project that we're talking about is completely replacing what they have. Because it's of an age and condition that it needs to be replaced.
So that station is essentially a wet well with a pump, maybe a dual system.
Right.
Will that station work then?
No.
No, it would be replaced again?
Yeah, because it's basically just another metal tank on the front end of our plant, and the whole metal structure is rusting away at this point in time.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, we don't want, there's nothing really of the existing plant that we plan to salvage and reuse for. I mean, a couple of pieces like pumps or blowers or something like that, we may pull off and stick on the shelf in case we need them as a spare later on, but there won't be anything of the existing plant.
I think the new pump station would probably, the way I think Sandy is looking at it is, it will be sized for their plant replacement, and like the wet well would be sized sufficiently, and et cetera, that it could get the flow from BCRSD and pump it into, with the addition of additional pumps, et cetera, that it could feed the expanded plant.
Okay, I want to make sure, and this is a question for you guys. That influent pump station, is that the connector you want us to be coming to?
That's my understanding, yes.
So as we're coming up from the east or west, mm-hmm. we're going to lift to that, into that.
Yes.
And the current one that you're going to put in is adequately going to be adequately sized for its wet well. You may have to change out your pumps. Probably do, because you're going to change out the size of the plant.
Right.
The flow going through it. But at least the wet well, the chamber itself, can exist in the new operation. And we'll go right to it.
Correct.
Okay. Is that your understanding of where our lines will go to, such that, you know, we're sizing properly into it?
Yeah, I mean, it'll go right to the head of the plant.
Yeah.
But, I'll probably get with Sandy just to make sure I kind of understand.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Okay. Anything else, Todd?
I think that's all we have.
Okay, let's talk about where we're at then.
Okay.
Sure. All right. We provided costs to Reedy as well for the collection system improvements. We've also provided some draft operation and maintenance costs to Reedy. And they're kind of looking at that. Maybe we'll provide some guidance back. I kind of envision the O&M cost to change somewhat from where we're at right now, once we get a little bit further into it. So the PER is probably in similar shape as what Lockmuller says, around that 75% range. Asset management plan, working hard on it this week as well. It's probably closer to 60% complete. So hopefully we'll have drafts put together within the next, by the end of the next week. That'll be a little bit further along.
Can you spitball the number for the collection system and all in? We've got a 5 and a 15 over here. What do you bid?
We're at the $39 million project cost. That includes construction and non-construction.
And that's in kind of the general ballpark, anyhow, range of discussion that we've had with EWIG. The representation there was north of $50 million. And we got out of that discussion that's similar to a project that we just completed somewhere to the north, using rural development and SRF together along with their other incremental grants that they can get through the bipartisan infrastructure and SWIFT and others. So just keep that as a kind of a mindset that it's a big number, but it might be a grantable, sizable chunk of grantable monies to it. Sorry to interrupt.
No, no, you're fine.
So details for both groups to get to the point where Reedy gets hard numbers to put into their work to lay out the initial rate assessments. End of next week, week after that, we need a target date, so we've got something to make sure that we don't run Caitlin right up against the end of the wall.
As far as the project cost, I think what she has, unless you request any changes, is what we'll
end up.
What we end up with. So the only thing that might change is the operation and maintenance cost, as well as the short-lived assets, which is part of the asset management plan. And I hope to have that done, if not the end of this week, beginning of next week, sometime around there.
You guys broken down the costs east and west along the corridor, serving Bean Blossom versus serving Lake Lemon in that 39?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, that one graphic done, didn't bring my copy.
Seems like funding sources are going to ask that question.
They probably will. And we would not tell them.
Oh, wait, I don't know where it's at.
He's the one right about it. From 2812, something like that.
This is where we need this.
Yeah, 24,837 west, 14,163.
Sorry, could you start over? I'm sorry.
24,837,000 west of Helmsburg, 14,163,000 east.
Thank you.
And it's roughly 475 customers west and 219 customers east.
At this point.
Yeah.
Caitlin, I'm going to turn to you, and you've kind of heard where our two engineers are at. How are you at this point?
Yeah, so it's good to know that what Brian has is what we're going to run with, the $39 million, that's great. I'm going to get him what I anticipate O&M being. Give him kind of my draft of where I think things should be in certain areas, see what he says about that. And then on HRSD, if I could get the other estimated project costs, which you're saying five-ish million, and so I can run with that for now just to get something built in. And then I would like to probably chat with Kyle and Todd soon, just to make sure that I have all of my ducks in a row and I'm not misconstruing anything. And we can also talk about the O&M expenses on that side as well. So a lot of it is built. It's just kind of waiting for those extra pieces to fall in so that I can give good first draft. HRSD, this is what your rate looks like. BCRSD, this is what your rate looks like. So I think I have what I need to at least give you that at this point. Like I said, I would like to talk to HRSD a little bit just to make sure I'm good and I'm not misunderstanding anything, but I hope to have some drafts out to you guys really soon.
What does really soon mean in a day? If I'm looking at the calendar of March, already.
My really soon would be, I'm out of the office Friday, so my really soon would be Monday.
Monday the 6th?
Yeah.
Cool. And that's based on the estimates that you have from both groups as of now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then I've heard or wrote down that both groups look to me like, again, looking at the calendar, somewhere around the middle of the following week, like March the 15th, will come final O&M and R cost estimates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking over this way too. What do you think? March 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Caitlin, if March 15 becomes your starting point with now everything's is set in terms of capital cost, number of customers, OM&R, all those things are to you by mid-March 15th. When can we see each board see what would be a final rate estimate going into our PER submittal?
So if you have that to me by the 15th, I will have you something March 17th. That will be the week prior before I go on spring break. And then by the time I get back, I hope to have any comments that you guys have. I'll be back at 27th. Any final comments that you have, any changes you want to see or anything like that that I don't have correct, the engineers can obviously weigh in, tell me no, that's not what I meant or that's not right. And then I'll still have that week to give you a final version of what we will be submitting.
You and Hall going on vacation. So
have we scheduled another joint meeting between now and the 31st?
Yes, on the 28th.
So by then, everybody should be pretty well done.
By the 28th, we should be just be looking at each other and grinning that we made it.
It'll be here?
Yes.
Yes, it's already scheduled for you.
28th.
And Caitlin, you said you would be out of pocket between when and when, just so I know.
Yeah, March 20th through March 24th. But if you need anything, I will make sure you have a contact to reach out to, and they'll be up to speed.
Okay. Great. So are you pretty comfortable that with the scheduling now that you're hearing from both of our engineers and knowing what your office needs to do, are you pretty comfortable that we're covering the bases?
Yes, I am comfortable, and I will be very honest. If I ever feel uncomfortable or something's not coming together, I'll make sure whoever needs to know knows.
Okay, excellent. Not bad. We're going to make it. Any questions, Brian, that we didn't discuss? Kevin? Kyle, Todd, anything that we haven't hit on that we have to?
The only thing we got to have a discussion about is our sewer extensions.
Huh.
We got to have a decision on that.
Well, let's focus first on this, make sure we're clear. Brian, anything to... anything from you on this?
Nothing from me.
Great. Thanks, Caitlin.
All right. You guys have a good evening. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, Phil.
He's here.
Yeah. You've just been quietly listening to us. Any input on this that we haven't touched on so far?
No, I've been quietly listening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I had a question on Helmsburg. Option two $15 million. Is that quite the number I heard?
Yes.
That would be a completely new plant, correct?
Correct.
Expansion upon the $5 million new plant.
Yes. New plant.
Second new plant. Yes.
Yes.
Is that just clarity, or do you have a question with that?
Just clarity.
Okay. Right. And let's move on. Part of this joint discussion does involve what we do with your request. You want to throw at us?
Well, we sent you the revised maps that we needed to expand to be able to pick up about 7 customers that are showing interest or have failing septic systems. Kind of close to Hummingbird, so.
So we started this conversation a couple meetings ago.
Correct.
And you guys said that you had customers very close to the edge of their current territory that would like to join your sewer system.
Right.
And my immediate reaction was absolutely. Okay. Then you came to a board meeting and you had proposals for the territory that we discussed, which was significantly different than what we talked about.
Okay.
And you didn't explain that to us, but you gave us the paperwork to sign to give you that additional territory. And I don't know if we've communicated since then that we were not happy with that and that you've retracted and gone back to the original territory, correct?
Clint and I had discussions after you guys were saying, you know, didn't like that original thing, and then Clint and I said,
I don't like the way you handled it, okay? And so I haven't talked to the other board members, but when we discussed tonight whether to expand the territory, to pick up the people that want to be under system, I'm going to vote no on principle, because we need a better working relationship between us as we work on this corridor project. And I do not appreciate the way you tried to take advantage of us, okay? I'm going to just chalk it up to whatever reason, but it's not the way these two boards should work. Happy to expand the territory so you meet the needs of the people that are right on the edge of this territory. I would have no reason not to do it other than you. That's not what you brought to us to review and approve. And it came with engineering degrees and diagrams and stuff that were very hard to read. And it took me a while after we left that night to realize you want to go all the way down to Landon Ridge Road.
So it was not our intentions to take advantage. The map that was sent at that point in time was still based on where we had sent letters out to property owners seeing if they were interested in hooking up. It did not get revised and narrowed down to the people that had responded. Okay, So I know the initial one that we did send you was more than what we needed. And then when I afterwards, and we heard what you were saying and understood, so I sat down and started looking at that map and actually placed markers on it myself, saying, okay, these were the ones that actually said, yes, we want it. And started actually saying, okay, if I follow their property lines as to where those people are and then what we're going to need to be able to get to them, this is the boundary I have. And then there was a few stragglers that I got a hold of Clint and said, Clint, I think we need to sit down and look at this map together and say, this is what I'm thinking, this is why I'm thinking it, and these are the ones that are actually interested, these are the ones we need or are kind of so close to what we're wanting to do that does it make sense, do you want us to include it in it now or still leave it out of our territory and say, you know, for another time, if they come to either group and say, hey, we want to hook on, then we can have that discussion then. So we did revise it down and narrowed it down quite a bit more to what we needed to be able to get to those properties. I know that map, and then we changed the description too, because I know the description, I think, in the letter was GPS coordinates, and that didn't really explain anything. So I think the new letter actually has either parcel numbers on it or property addresses on it of the specific ones that are within that boundary.
And is all that revised paperwork ready for our review and approval?
Yes, I know we even sent it. We sent it out.
And it's based on, as Kyle was just talking, it's based on our conversation that was actually pretty detailed, where we went through all of that. In both areas, the north side and the south side, identified which properties have already asked for connection and which other properties would be adjacent to if we have a line to property A, and there's C over here that hasn't said anything, but A and B are like, and then C has an availability to hook up. And I think, and we go a little further with that, I think we had a very good discussion about figuring all of that out, Kyle and I did. And we've got it back to us in revision of listing those individual properties, where they're at, got a map that shows their location, and we kind of got it all straightened out. I agree, though, that getting from the initial to the mess up to the kind of the final took place. And I agree with the statement about it was disappointing to see this thing go from here's our discussion to we want to go to Lamb Ridge and we want to go all the way up here. That ran countercurrent with the idea that we talked about of if there is a main that's required, and not just a small diameter force main that comes, or pressure line that comes out of a household to go back up to the existing operation. That was one thing we agreed with initially. And then it comes back, and now we're in the situation where we might have to run a parallel main if we start to serve up Morrison or up Lanham or wherever it goes from the south. So that was pretty convoluted. And it took a little bit of getting over what the hell's going on. Why did we change from this to that without discussing it? I think Richard, right on the money with that comment. But I think we're beyond that at this stage. I think we got to the point of understanding that it makes perfect sense, since there is an existing RSD and its neighbors right against it are saying, look at us, we need to hook up too. And the last thing that we want to do is look at some kind of a boundary that's within 100 yards of the existing operation. So I think we're at a point now where we ought to authorize that expansion.
Question I guess I have is, you're saying seven customers, but are there customers in between the seven that could be connected as well? Does that make sense? Are they like
there are some instances, yes, that there are some that are in between that have not expressed the interest of hooking on right now, that are within the new boundary that we've set, just because if the main's going to be going past them, if they come to us in the future, then we can easily say, yes, you can come hook on to it. But we didn't go, so basically wherever the last house is that said, yes, we want it, we didn't go beyond that stretch anymore. Which I know in the first iteration, yes, it did go beyond where those were at, and that's what we've since revised and narrowed it down to, saying, okay, if these are the outskirts of the people that have said yes, that's as far as we're going, but what do we need to do to get to that point?
Do you have any plan? The example I'll provide is ABD, homes in a row, so you've skipped C. Is there any plans to work with the C homeowner to eventually hook on or to compel them to hook on over a timeline? Yes.
Even since, because if you guys do approve tonight, the first thing I have to do is actually go out and start getting my easements in a row for at least the people that have said yes, they want to hook on. And I'll have to approach those properties, so like you're saying, if A, B, and D said yes, C didn't say yes yet, I still have to approach C just because I'm probably going to have to put a main near the front of their house. So I'll still approach them, potentially be saying, hey, I need an easement from you to be able to get sewer to these neighbors. If you have a working septic and you don't want to hook on, that's fine. I at least would like to ask for the easement. But I'll give them the incentives then of saying, you know, if you do want to or you're on the fence, you can hook on to this now as part of this project, and it's probably not going to cost anything, or it's going to cost you very minimal in comparison to if you come to me and, you know, a year after it's done, it might cost you up to $10,000 that are gone.
Because the funding's already gone.
So, so I mean, yes, we're going to have those conversations with the people, you know, but if they come to me, if they're still adamant and say, nope, don't want it, then I'm at least going to be saying, will you at least please grant us an easement so that we can run the main line, you know, to get to your neighbor. You know, I'm not coming after them, you know, and going to try to force them onto it, but I at least might need an easement to get to the next one. So, so there is the potential that, yes, there's the 7 that we're focusing on, but after we go and actually have these conversations, I may end up having more that come to me and say, yes, we do want to come onto it.
And just to clarify, I guess for me and from what I've been told, a lot of septic systems do not fail in Brown County. We know this is different. The 7 want to hook on because they have failed systems.
They either have failed systems or some of them just even told us, you know, we know our system's either 30 plus years old, so it might be a matter of time. So if it's not going to cost them anything right now, or very little, then they're interested in
and to go with the numbers that I keep throwing out there, would you guess it's 1 out of 7, or is it 3 out of 7? Is it
the people who want versus not, or
that has failed systems?
Oh, I mean, there's...
I know at least, I know one for sure has a failed system just because they're already in the process of planning to put in a new septic system, and then when this came up, they're looking at this as the option instead. And I believe probably 3 of the other ones are probably have some failure in it. It's just not reported, you know, or they're not going to say that at this point in time because they don't want to have, you know, a red flag on them.
But realistically, we're looking at the 70% which I'm saying is average throughout the county.
You're on record that your plant needs to be replaced, not fixed, but replaced. And right. You're making this request now, I assume, because it helps you with your PER and your application for funding.
Right.
So timing is important to you.
Yes.
Because doing this expansion's in this priority PER for us as the replacement of our treatment plant. Showing that
more customers, potential customers, you better.
Yeah.
So.
What does that increase your customer base to, potentially, if the C-Home example hooks up?
So right now we have 64 customers on our system. If it's just the 7... It was, then it goes up to what, 71. I think there's, of the other ones, that I don't think there, where that I know there's a home at, I don't think there's more than maybe another half dozen.
Okay. So you'll be 75-ish, potentially. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I think Sandy and Lockmuller Group have kind of overestimated on that a little bit for the size of our new plant, just, you know, so we have the additional capacity at the plant, you know, so that if something happens and, you know, we have a development even in town that's already in our area, we have the capacity to add them on.
We have 23 properties that we identified in the north and south. Not all of them have home at this point either.
Correct.
But there are 23 properties within that.
So it could potentially lead to 1 of 3 customers.
It could lead to that. Potentially could, which would help.
You understand the point I was making?
Yes.
Right. You have a plant. We don't have a plant. You have customers who want to go on sewer. We're 100% behind that.
Right.
I just want better communication and more transparency and honesty. You know, and
and I do apologize for that. That was not our intention.
Absolutely
so. You know, so.
Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle, I have a question in regards to the northern route to the elementary school.
Yes.
You've got some customers that you can pick up going to the elementary school, right? And another question is the elementary school on your system?
The elementary school is already on our system, and there are a few houses that are along the route between where our boundary shows and the school that are already tied on as well, even though they're outside the boundaries. At the time, I don't know how long ago it was done, but, you know, at the time it was just when we were running a line through, the property owner said, hey, we want to hook onto that, and they just hooked them on. And weren't really looking at boundaries. The focus was getting to the school. So yes, there are a few that are in between that are already on the system that are technically outside of our boundary, but they're already there.
So it's all, this is also cleaning it up a little bit. Too.
Yes, exactly. They're, I mean,
well, I think
we already have
like
a line
in 1996 when they did that.
So
I'm not sure.
We're extending that line till basically beyond the school to be able to pick up a few more houses.
Okay, and those going to the school are included. Those connections, potential connections, are included in your number?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
One question. Mm-hmm. One or you two. In order to satisfy what you need to satisfy for submittal of the PER, the smaller PER, do you need anything more than the letter that comes from HR or BCRSD to HRSD saying, would you take these properties into your district? Is that adequate to get you rocking and rolling?
And then they will, at a board meeting, say, yes, we'll accept and add this area to our boundary. And all that documentation, map, and everything would be copied you all, but it'll be also sent to IDIM to inform them, the RSD folks.
And your next board meeting is in
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. First Wednesday, geez.
That wasn't
5:30.
What time?
Okay.
Or where? Helmsburg, your name.
Okay.
And essentially, if you guys do approve tonight, our plan would be that tomorrow night is when we would accept the letter, and then I will immediately be starting to go out and getting my easements and attempting to try to get them even before the PDRs get submitted, so that that way we have it in the documentation saying, here's the easements, we are ready to put these people on.
Okay. Then I would like our board to consider, oh, that was in there.
Yeah,
it fills in that box. To accept the, for us to ask Helmsburg to accept the list of properties that were identified on in a draft, and all, and there's 23 of them. 9 on the south side expansion, and the remainder, want to do the math for us?
Yeah, 9, got it. And how many on the north side?
That was the question. There's 9 on the south side.
Oh, you're wanting me to take the 70.
And there's 23 total.
Yes.
23.
So let's go with 14. Okay?
Okay, yeah. There's 14.
Let's
get better at that. I know he is. I have 10 fingers, and this is what I do at school.
And also with this email was a draft showing those boundaries that would incorporate these 23 properties. And that boundary is just south of the bridge for the south side, and then north to the area up by the school. And we've taken it, for Kyle and I's conversation, we've taken it to, and I don't remember the road that runs just along the east side of the school.
Oh, really?
Is that Railroad Road?
Yeah. It goes Railroad Road, and then turns into Oak Ridge, and then comes back as Helmsburg School Road.
Well, I guess that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But Mike, and to the rest of the board, I will clean this up and get it to you tonight or first thing in the morning so that we can get it to you guys tomorrow. That's my long motion.
You're going to change the boundaries based on the
I'm not changing the map because I can't. However, it just... It was mislabeled in its legend down here. That's the only thing I wrote on it. So I'll scan that and send it to you, along with this list. I got another one, and this was part of my issue. And I'll complain about this one. This is the proposed letter for Mike, you to sign that we send to Brian, saying what I just said. We want to release this set of properties, and you guys take care of it. And you'll notice all the scribbles and lines through it, because it has sometimes two and sometimes three of the same property listed. The quality control on that letter was so lousy, it pissed me off right off the bat, because I can't use it. So we got a second letter that came via email from Kyle. Thank you very much. That's very clear. It only has the properties listed. The letter that, Brian, you were going to send back to us saying, yes, we'll take them on, also has a bunch of lists that are repeats. It's as if we just didn't pay any attention to the detail. If we're going to pay, if we want to do this so it goes in front of item and we don't look like a bunch of yahoos, we can't do that.
So, where are we?
So, that's my motion.
Second.
Motion to add the 23 with the map. So, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye. Yes.
Thanks, Bill. So we'll get we'll get that typed up for your signature in time for your meeting. How's that?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that goes in your PER.
You're welcome.
Anything else, guys, coming out of that we need for that?
I think I understand what just happened. I'll probably read you, but thank you for the help. These people need this help.
Oh, they do. I'm mean, yeah, just, you know, they live in a town that has a sewer. They want to know what this is about.
I think that's it for today.
I move to adjourn.
I second. All in favor?
Hey, Kyle, I've got a question for you. What's your options if your folks say no to an easement? And Phil, are you guys gonna pass out a copy of the map? You said today was your target date for the map. Is you make that available to the public? I assume that's the map.
It is in that. Indeed. It's your copy. Are you
distributing?
I don't know why not. We are now close enough that we know it's still a draft.
Is there standard options they say no?
Here's my question. So, yeah. I mean, if they flat out say no, then it's a matter of do we need it to be able to run a line on their property?
Yeah.
If so,
can you make it look like a draft?
We would probably, yeah. The first thing would be to is this say, you know, well, we can have an appraisal done and at least, you know, offer you, you know,
yeah.
With grant. Money to be able to get these.
So, I'm going to officially answer that question.
Yeah.
And I will
lock it out. We'd also look at lock dealer and say, that's do we have to have it to go through their property, or is it easier to do?
I will take care of that.
Well, you know, you will send it to him. I will send a lot of documents.